Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to Ascended Radio, and I am your grateful host, Jessica Spencer. Thank you so much for tuning in to the show today. This is Wednesday. Actually, it's Thursday. I was supposed to come on Wednesday, which was yesterday, but things change, schedules change, but we still come back on. So today is Thursday, April 30th, 2015. And before I get started, I want to give my niece, Brianna Briscoe, a very huge happy birthday and tell you how much I love you, how proud of you I am. Happy 17th birthday. I know you're going to do great things. And I just want to let you know how much I love you. So thank you so much for being in my life. And I know you're going to continue to grow and evolve. So I love you. Happy birthday. Okay, so this is Ascended Radio. As I said, I'm your host, Jessica Spencer. And the call-in number, as always, is 347-996-3263. The topic of today's show is where two or more are gathered together. And we've heard that several times, so we kind of know what that means, but I'm going to give a little Ascended Radio twist to it, as I usually do. But what I want to do as well is kind of, like I said, I'm going to jump into maybe some newsworthy events that are going on sometimes or from time to time. And then also sometimes I might give you a little poem that I've written before, affirmation that I feel is apropos for what's going on or may align with the topic of today. So what I kind of really am excited about, and I don't know how you all feel, but if you feel a certain way, you're welcome to call in at that call-in number, 347-996-3263. But I want to talk about Bernie Sanders. He is running for president 2016, and I'm actually really excited about this because from what I know, and I can do, you know, more research, we all can, you know, he's actually been fighting for people for a very long time. And so for people like myself who are committed to assisting and uplifting and awakening everybody on the planet, including myself, this is extremely exciting because he's a lot left to what we've been experiencing even, you know, in the Democratic Party. So I'm extremely, extremely excited. And I, you know, that's something that I really want to support. And I see that apparently he also listed the reasons why he's actually running for president. So that's awesome. I know it took some pushing for him to do that. So that's pretty awesome. And then the other thing I kind of want to mention is what's going on right now, because it's big news kind of everywhere, social media, alternative media, which is more so if I listen to anything on regarding news, that's what I'm listening to. But it's also on mainstream media is what's going on in Baltimore right now. And I don't want to get too much into it because we're all pretty privy to what's going on. But, you know, I just want to kind of briefly talk about what is going on in the state of, you know, the United States right now and how everything is just kind of coming to the forefront. As we said, when you're on this path to waking up, then you kind of know that things bubble up to the surface to be healed. And this whole idea or notion, identification that we've imparted on ourselves called race, is definitely, you know, something that's needed to come up to the surface to be healed and dealt with. And we need to kind of figure out what's going on and why it's going on and why we look at each other or one group very, very differently, and what, you know, what we're using to justify that and how it impacts people so that we can finally move forward from it and we don't have to continue to carry that into our future or our children or our nieces or nephews into their future. It's something that we have to learn how to evolve beyond. And that's why I do this show, because there are a lot of things that we have to evolve beyond. I mean, like I like to say this on the show, if you look back at, you know, the past 2,000 years after the life of who most people know as Jesus, and that, you know, most people celebrate as, you know, being, I guess some people, you know, view him as God itself, embodied in the human form. You know, I like to think of him as just one of our greatest prolific teachers. Some people dispute whether he existed or not. But that, you know, the energy of what he represents to me is what stays with me. And, you know, 2,000 years later, we're struggling. You know, we're continuing to study what this man did and what, you know, Krishna did and Muhammad and Buddha, and you know, all of these beings, these people that we've raised up so high, but we're not doing anything to demonstrate what it is that they were teaching. And you know, it kind of is having an effect on a lot of us. They're starting to question whether we can trust a lot of these institutions any longer, because they're not bringing about change or transformation enough that we're being affected by it in a positive way. And so, you know, I do this show because I've been curious about how I can be a beneficial presence on this planet. And I certainly didn't come here to be in the crowd and to just lay over and live a robotic existence in which someone has a control and they just control me and I do and speak and believe and think what I'm told to. I'm way outside of that box, and I'm continuing to be committed to breaking down those barriers. So if you are also committed to breaking down those barriers, you definitely came to the right spot. This is Ascended Radio, and again, the call-in number is 347-996-3263. And what I like to do on the show is kind of give, I like to say that I am committed to staying connected to, you know, my own higher self and to my spirit guides and who I feel is a team of beings I feel around me and around everybody that is assisting us in being able to continue to stay connected and to learn how to connect with, you know, our deeper and higher selves so that we may express it fully and encompass our oneness with all. And so on the show, what I try and do is week by week, whatever it is that I'm kind of going through or insights that I'm getting, that's what I like to express, because it's something that I'm passionate about and that I'm very close to in the form of thought and in my heart. It's something that I can readily talk about. I don't really need to write too much about it. I may have to have some notes to remember what it is that, you know, to stay on topic so it's not too boring for you, but that's why we are on this topic and every topic. Today's topic, again, is where two or more are joined or gathered together. Now, this has a very big meaning for me, because where I am in my process is really relinquishing or learning how to let go, learning how to release. And it could be people, places, things, jobs, ideas, belief systems, you know, institutions, thought forms, whatever it is. I'm just open to releasing all of it to create more space for what really should be there, right? To create space for that which is enhancing my experience and helping me to assist others in their enhancement and evolution. And so I'm just open to having to really look at and observe everything in my life and all areas of my life that can be either incorporated because they are in alignment with what I'm trying to create, or they're not, and I have to learn how to release those things, whether they're things I love, you know, because we know that energy is never destroyed. And so that energy in that moment, which today I was listening to Andrew Bartz's Galactic Historian, and he was saying how, you know, your DNA really has a lot to do with memory. You know, it's connected to the energy of your memory. And so, you know, encoded within you is literally lifetimes of memory. And so it's, you know, obviously that can affect you in ways that you have no, I mean, if you're not tapped into that, and most of us are not taught how to do that, then there's a lot of things that you feel like you can't even help. You don't even understand where it's coming from, right? But when you're committed to knowing it, it really doesn't matter where it's coming from. It's just the answers that you get when you are in those moments of silence and when you are connecting. It doesn't matter if you know where the information comes from. Did it come from an ancestor? Did it come from, you know, my parent that passed away? Did it come from myself? Did it come from a higher self, a higher dimension of my own beingness? You know, did it come from a spirit guide? Did it come from, you know, what did it come from? That doesn't really matter. It just matters that you're beginning to trust yourself, that you're beginning to act on your intuition, and that you're beginning to really learn how to do that on a regular basis through practice, so that those old ways of being become null and void, and now this becomes, through practice, who you are. You just are always connected. When you practice connection, you become connected. When you practice love, you become loving. When you practice peace, you become peaceful. So those are really things that we can start to look at in our lives and look at, okay, what can I incorporate? You know, if I'm clear on what it is that, where I want to go, or that what I'm committed to becoming, then you can kind of see, is this action or is this thought in alignment with that? And if it is, great. Absorb it into your experience, and until you transcend it and you no longer need it. Or if you've already transcended it, meaning you no longer need it, and, you know, that's a better way of looking at it rather than judging, you know, where you've been or what you've absorbed into your experience from the past. Instead of looking at it like, oh, why did I get into that relationship? Why did I go to that store that day? And, you know, and all of these, I knew intuitively not to go, and, you know, it was a chain reaction, and you know, the store got robbed, and, you know, someone got, you know, instead of going down this long list of judgments as to why, again, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where it's coming from. The point is that you have that understanding now, and if you no longer need that experience, that DNA memory, let it go. You don't want to continue to carry it with you throughout your existence. And now you can no longer have to have that pattern or that cycle within you. Now you won't keep creating things outside of you that you don't understand where they come from, because you know that that experience no longer suits me or it doesn't feel good, so I'm going to remove it from my DNA, from my memory, right? So what I'm saying all that to say that we're two or more are joined together is so profound, because along this journey of waking up, you're going to start attracting, like I said, you're going to release all of those things that no longer serve you. You're going to create a space that's creating a space for things that do, for experiences that you do want to absorb into your reality, right? So you're going to attract people. You're going to attract teachers. You're going to attract teachers whether you like it or not, right? You're going to attract relationships. You're going to attract, you know, positions that keep you in alignment with what it is your path is unfolding into. And you may not know it at the time. You may look at it, and from the old paradigm, you judge it as, this was a horrible relationship. I've had that, you know, where, oh my goodness, I can't believe that, you know, I was in this situation, but it was literally the best thing that ever happened to me. So that's how you know, you can't judge your experiences, because you never know what the universe is showing to you, and it's always for your growth, depending on what you're committed to, what your intentions are, right? So we want to create a space so that we can attract those people, places and things, thoughts, feelings that do support us, okay? So we can amplify the creation of our world if we have people around us who can hold the same space of positivity needed to operate within the world that we want to create. So where two or more are joined together is the ability, gives us the ability to amplify, right? It's just, it's like when you have that excitement, when you share it with a friend about a new idea, and that friend is on your same wavelength, they're on your same level, they completely understand. It didn't go over their head. They're there with you. They're in that moment. They're creating and contributing to that energy, to that velocity, to that power behind what it is that you're wanting to create. So it's furthering, right? It's amplifying your ability to create it, because of their added energy. Now, it's not that you couldn't create it on your own. I mean, you definitely can, and there's going to be times when that's a part of your experience. It's part of your learning experience. But you can also, while you're on this path, when you are attracting these other people that are on your same wavelength, that are aligned, that are vibrating at the same frequency, you know, we can use that energy to catapult us even further into our expansion, into our expressing our creativity. And so that's why you want to make sure that you have people around you that can, that are capable of supporting you in those efforts and in that endeavor. I have, you know, a few people like that. You know, my mother, I have, you know, my siblings, especially one in particular, Mark and his wife even, and I have a really, you know, best friend of 20 years, Nicole Davis, who we've been soul sisters on this whole journey since we were teenagers, and the first thing that we were exposed to, mine was earlier than that, because my father was a spiritual person, and so I asked him, you know, nothing was off limits. I asked him, what is God? What is he, you know, what is the universe? What is the devil? What are these things? I don't, you know, teach me. I want to know, you know, can they hear you? Or can you speak to it? And then I met this person that amplified, when I was a teenager, right, when I was 15, 16 years old, amplified my curiosity, because then I was like, wow, you know, here's someone else that I can go to the library with. Here's someone else that I can research this stuff with and that I can talk to about it, and it amplified my growth even further, right? And so for 20 years, we've been on this whole path where it's individual. You know, I'm going through it and experiencing it differently, and we have different levels of commitment, but it's this whole same path of waking up, and we get to do it together, and it's just amplified it, and it's been more fruitful because of it. And so it's okay if you don't have that person. Luckily, there's all kinds of social media. There's this show. And when you start to, if you become committed to having that, if that's something that you feel like you're at that place where you would love to have, you know, a fellowship. And I don't mean it in a religious way, because I think that that's been hijacked. A fellowship to me just means being in alignment with people and being around them and being able to amplify. And so when you can find that commitment within yourself, if you get to that place, it's a really good thing that you can be in gratitude about. I'm in gratitude about it. And you're going to naturally attract it. And that's why I'm bringing it up, because it's going to eventually get to that place where you are going to create enough space in your life for other people, for their ideas to come in. So it's not even necessarily just people. It's ideas that can amplify you. It's the more that you practice expressing yourself, that is energy that is holding space within you, whether it's human space that you're talking about, because it's a physical vessel, there's still an energy. That energy may be more solid. It may be vibrating at a higher or lower frequency, which creates more or less density, but it's still energy, all of it's energy. I'm the same, you know, makeup of all the energy around you, seen and unseen. It's just vibrating at faster and slower levels, right? So it can be the energy of peace. It can be the energy of love that is with you, that's within that space. It's joining together. It's amplifying you. And it's based on your commitment, your intention, and your focus. If you're focused on, again, loving thoughts, then you're going to create more love in your life, and you're going to create that energy, that presence within you, within your space, that can amplify you, right? So it doesn't have to be just a physical being that you're going to attract. You're going to attract spirit guides. You're going to attract, I mean, like I said, mentors. You're going to attract thoughts. You're going to attract ideas and messages and inspiration and all of these other things that are going to now occupy your space. The beauty about occupying your space with energy that's lighter, right, is that it's expansive. And so you have more ability to have more things that are lighter within your space. If you look at a box, right, or let's not use a box, but if you look at a bowl, and you have things that are lighter inside of that bowl, and things that have the ability to expand, you can fit more inside. You can move it around, you can bend it, it's flexible. If you have things that are solid and heavy, you can't fit as much within there. Heaviness, density, stress, tension, that's what I'm talking about. Those types of things that make you feel heavy, that make you grimace and make you tighten up within your body, those are the feelings. Those are energies. That's a feeling. That's a physical thing that you're creating within your space. So those things, that's not the type of two or more joined together that we want. That's the old stuff. That's that fear, doubt, worry, all of those things that we're not allowing you to create because they were holding up, they're taking up too much space. We want to create a lighter space within you. So that's definitely what we want to focus on. And every day, no matter where you are, you know, look at yourself, observe yourself. You know, where's that thought coming from? Is this a thought that's creating space within me, or is it taking up space? And you definitely want to, you know, consistently make sure that, hey, I'm creating more space within myself and within the world. So another example of this, and it's a very small example, but I like to use examples to speak. I'm a woman. We all like to feel attractive, right? So we may not feel, and I put that in quotation marks, attractive. This is an example. Because in the old paradigm, we based what attraction meant on outer agreements of beauty. So we only attracted a superficial level of support. Meaning you're only going to attract other people that are fixated or focused on the same thing, which is a superficial, artificial level of expression. or focus, right? So now, because we're moving into, you know, these higher realms of understanding, we're attracting tools that match what we are growing into. So they're not superficial. They're authentic, they're genuine, they're things that are immeasurable. And so what we're attracting are tools, people, places, energies, all of that to support us in the expression of our expansion. So if you had a goal, for example, from the old paradigm that was enforced by society as being an example of success, and you obtained that success, but then you realized it no longer fit the person you'd grown into. So, you know, a lot of people will, okay, I got this, you know, PhD, I became a doctor, or I got married and had kids, as I said on the last show, or, you know, I became a millionaire. And then they realize, like, wait a minute, that's not, I don't feel successful. I don't feel happy. I don't feel in joy. And so that's creating a space. There's a new thought that's starting to emerge within you about what happiness can look like, what joy looks like, what peace looks like. It's a seed that's being planted now. And so you then are going to replace all of, you know, some of what you're starting to understand was a farce or is not in alignment with you. Now you're starting to push it to the side, like, wait a minute, this isn't my focus anymore. What was I thinking? Where did I get this belief system from? So now when you're pushing that to the side, you're creating more space for more inspiration and more insight to grow into your experience, right? So now that's affecting your reality. And where you might have not had hope because you're like, wait a minute, I have all the money in the world. I did everything I was supposed to do. Now you might start feeling a little hopeless that, you know, there's no happiness. I did what society said. Where is this happiness? Where is this bliss? Where is this American dream? Or where is this heaven on earth? Where is this, right? So once you can recognize that you've outgrown the ideal or idea of success, and you can open your, or quote-unquote success, and you can open yourself up to receive new insights of what success may mean to you now. You can now attract the tools needed to bring about that success, quote-unquote, that was previously unavailable due to your attention on what society's image of success was that was imprinted on your mind, focused, and then attracted you. So you're going to attract whatever it is that you're focused on. So if you're focused on, you know, not your genuineness, not what makes you you, you're focused on what society says you are or should be or should have. So when you're focused on that, you are going to attract it. And that attraction is going to eventually become an illusionary, but, you know, reality, right? And that reality may not match who you've become along the way. You know, you're going to start meeting people along your way. You may have, you know, okay, I'm the CEO of a company. You know, I employ 300 employees. You know, I have a board of 20 members with different backgrounds, different belief systems, different reasons why they met you, why they are in that room with you, and you're in that room with them. And they may say one thing that plants a seed within you that you may now be making space for. So, again, where two or more are joined together is more powerful than we can imagine. And because a lot of the religious teachings that we had before have become somewhat tainted, the energy behind it no longer has the same power. It's become dense. A lot of the sayings, you know, we don't trust them anymore, and we don't know how to really understand what it is or connect with what it was that people that, you know, if Jesus was what we think he was, then he was a higher dimensional being. He had to let go of judgment. He had to let go of his ego. He had to let go of a need to even have a church made after him. If he was what we think he was, he wouldn't have wanted us to worship him. He would have wanted us to become him and more, become like him and more. But we're still studying him. We're still stuck on that. And that's, I feel like it's a mechanism, you know, that really isn't on purpose, because if you just sit there and you study someone and you see yourself as separate from them, you'll never try to obtain what they really became, right? You'll just continue to be a quote-unquote, I'm just a sinner, you know? But when you realize that, you know, and what I never got really with religion too is if Jesus died for our sins, how can we still be sinning? I don't know, it's just a thought. And if you want to add to that, or you want to call in, of course, lovingly, because, again, I'm only sharing things from a loving space, and so that's all I'm going to accept, so in my life in general. So, but if you want to call and you want to add to the conversation in a loving way, even if you disagree, call in numbers 347-996-3263. And really quickly, as we're winding down, we have a little less than 5 minutes. I want to kind of share something that I was speaking with my one of my best friends, Nicole, about today, the one of 20 years. Started out with the Sylvia Brown books when we were 15 and 16 years old. And that just, you know, created a space within us. You know, we had a lot of questions, and they weren't all answered, but it definitely planted a seed within us that had a ripple effect. So, you know, what you might be noticing it as you're on this path of waking up is, you know, some people are right there with you, and you can talk to them about UFOs, and you can talk about meditation and healing, and, you know, and nothing is off limits, right? And then there's a lot of people that you realize, like, oh my goodness, like, I can't share this with you. And so there might, you know, you might create a space there. You know, maybe there's a new type of friendship that's ready to come in, and maybe it's time to release that friendship, or, you know, maybe it's time to have them there, but you realize, okay, you know, we don't vibe on that level. But so, you know, I like to say that a line has been drawn in the sand, and not in a judgmental way, because nothing here is ever judgmental. But if we look at it in a certain light, right, if a line was drawn in the sand, let's say it's already been drawn, and now it's like, it's not a matter of was the line in the sand drawn between people that are waking up and people that are still choosing to remain asleep. It's a matter of how wide are you willing to allow it to grow. You know, for the people that are staying asleep, you're seeing people that are, you know, changing or transforming, or they don't, you know, they don't eat meat anymore, or let's say they don't watch, you know, certain television programs anymore, or they don't watch TV at all. Let's say they don't engage in certain conversations, they don't drink, whatever it is, you know, whatever it looks like for them, you know, they're transforming, and so this line is being drawn. You know, your conversations are becoming less and less and few and far in between because, you know, you're just not resonating anymore, not good or bad, it's just what it is, right? So it's just a matter of how large you're willing to allow that line to grow, where you see, you know, people that are, you know, marching in the streets and they're standing up and that are speaking out, that are expressing themselves, they're being artistic, and they're, you know, using what it is that they're learning, their wisdom and their connection to their higher self, they're using all of that. You know, some people are starting to use crystals, or some people are really tapping into a little bit more than just mainstream. And so, you know, there's a line in the sand that's being drawn. So those who choose to evolve are now, it's almost as if they're on their own little island. And the view of the mainland is going further and further away until eventually it's not only, you know, that they won't be able to hear us, which is the first sense that goes away with distance, right? The further someone goes, usually you can't hear them anymore. You may be able to see them, but you can't hear them, right? So that's why sometimes you're speaking and some people completely misinterpret what you're saying, or they don't understand you, or it goes over their head or whatever. It's one of the first senses to go. You're growing away, right? So they can't hear you anymore, but they can see you. So they think you're still there. You're still present, right? And that's where we get this whole out of sight, out of mind thing. You know, Dolores Cannon talks about that, and she talks about, you know, a lot of people do, this whole new world notion. And I say the new world is already here. It's within us. It's what we are intending. It's what we are committed to, and it's the way that we express. And it's time for release, and not release in a judgmental way of old plot forms that we used to have that don't match us any longer, or relationships, or friendships, or jobs. It's transforming, it's transcending. And again, you can absorb the things that are still in alignment, and you can let go of those which are not. Anyway, I want to thank you so much for listening to today's show. We're winding down. We're almost done. But I will be on the show again next week. It'll be Wednesday. We won't push it till Thursday. It'll be Wednesday. And we're moving right into May. So it'll be same time, same bat channel, 3:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thank you so much for listening to Ascended Radio, where we are authentically becoming our divine selves.